All hands on deck!
Ahoy there, matey. This is a podcast of the Podflix Network. Savvy?
This is Avast, and this is the first Captain's Log episode, so come hang out with me in the tavern, grab a mug of grog, and we will sit down and talk about the last episode and read some reviews and just talk. Let's just hang out and talk. Alright, so welcome to the first Captain's Log episode. You might be wondering what a Captain's Log episode is, so I will tell you. I was driving to work one morning thinking about maybe getting a website for the show or putting together show notes, and I still might do the website thing if it's relatively easy and it doesn't take up too much of my time. But a lot of times you hear podcasters say, look at the show notes for more information after the episode. And I personally don't do that very often, and I know you guys don't either. And the reason I know that is because in my last podcast, I did show notes for a couple of years, and I put a lot of work into those show notes. And I tried writing witty things, and I tried finding, you know, photographs that wouldn't get me into legal trouble, which it wound up doing. And nobody read them. And I know that nobody read them because after a while, I would put little Easter eggs in the show notes that said, take a screenshot of this, and if you send me the screenshot, I'll get you a t-shirt. And nobody ever took me up on it. And then I told people that there were hidden little Easter eggs in the show notes, and I think I gave out like 2 t-shirts. So people weren't even reading the show notes when I would bribe them. So these episodes are like little audio show notes for the show, and they're just an opportunity for me to talk about the last episode and just sort of talk off the cuff about what's going on in my life. So here we are. So the Talk Like a Pirate episode finally got out there. The episode was my third attempt at a recording. I completely scrapped the first attempt because honestly, just didn't feel confident about putting it out there. The second attempt, I didn't like the audio quality. So what happened was, my daughter got married in February, and so we have an extra room that has partially become my podcasting space. I used to record everything in my bedroom, and I could literally just reach over and touch the corner of my bed as I was recording. And I really wanted to move all of my stuff out of my bedroom because I have problems with insomnia as it is. The nice thing about my bedroom, though, was that there are curtains and the bed was right there, and there were like piles of laundry and all this wonderful noise-absorbing material all around me. And here in this room where I'm at now, there's very little of that, and it's very echoey, so I had to get this little foam thing that surrounds my mic. And so I recorded it the third time. You guys were okay with the audio quality, so we made it work. Before I even posted that episode, I got two reviews on iTunes, which was surprising. Safe Hafe said, I can't wait for the next episode. Well, I'm happy you waited. I hope it was worth the wait. And Big Brother B said, any show Paul has been on is always gold. Give him a try, which was a very nice thing for you to say, Big Brother B. I really appreciate that. So thank you both for those really lovely, generous iTunes reviews before I even put a real episode up. I hope you're not disappointed. After I put the episode up, I got 2 more iTunes reviews. Nerdy Plant Nerd said, this show is so well put together and produced. Paul is an excellent host and really made something special. I can't wait to see where it goes. So that was fantastic. Christopher Grunlund said, I was hesitant to review the episode 0 and teaser because, well, they weren't the actual show. But now that the first episode, full episode, is out, it's even better than I expected, and I had high hopes for the show. A wonderful start, and I look forward to future episodes. So thank you very much. And Kate over on Podchaser said, "This is a really fun start to a great new podcast. It's well-researched and full of interesting trivia and info about pirates, delivered by host Paul Chomo in the amused, laid-back fashion that I've really missed since he left his last project." Aw, that's great. "Audio quality is fantastic, too. Hey, all right, the little foam thing worked. Definitely give it a listen." So thank you, Kate, and thank you for leaving a review on Podchaser. I really prefer Podchaser because it won't just let you leave a rating without a review. So if you want to leave less than a 5-star rating, that's fine. But on Podchaser, you have to write something so that I can reply to it. Go ahead and rate and review me on either iTunes or Podchaser, or maybe there's somewhere else you can rate and review me. I have no idea. Those are the only two that I know of. And I guess this is a good time to remind you that you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Vast Podcast. We have a Facebook group called Poop Deck, and you can join us there. It's very lovely. I'm trying to get that going. You can support me at ko-fi.com/avast, ko-fi.com/avast, where you can give me a one-time donation. So, do all these things, or walk the plank. Okay. Let's do some little podcast shoutouts. That's going to be part of the little Captain's Log episodes. Nerdy Plant Nerd, who left me that lovely iTunes review. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something. Podcasters leave ratings and reviews for each other all the time. So all these three people all have podcasts. So Nerdy Plant Nerd is my friend Vikram. He has a show called Plantherpology. It is about plants and trees. And honestly, it's so good. He's such an entertaining guy. And we're going to do a crossover episode about scurvy. And I'm really looking forward to that. So that was Nerdy Plant Nerd Vikram Baliga. He is a professor of horticulture. Did I get that right, Vikram? And so, yeah, go check out his podcast, Plantherpology. Okay? It's so good. Christopher Grunland, who left that lovely review, he is the host of a podcast called Not About Lumberjacks. And if you like what I'm doing, you're going to like his show. He is so talented. He is a talented writer. He's a talented narrator. He is a talented sound designer. Like, the sound design on his shows is incredible. And actually, the idea for the Captain's Log episodes comes from him, comes from his show, because he'll do a story, and then in between stories, he will do a show much like this one, where he tells you about how he made the last show. And it's really a cool idea, so I totally yanked this idea from Christopher Grunland. He's an incredible person, and so talented, and his show is called Not About Lumberjacks, so give that a listen. And then Kate, who left me that lovely review on Podchaser, she is the host of Strange Animals Podcast. She is a good friend of mine. She is an author. She wrote a book based on her podcast, which is nuts. I have a friend who is a published author, which is really cool. But Strange Animals Podcast is a show about strange animals and cryptids once in a while. And it comes out every Monday morning. And I subscribe to, I don't know how many podcasts. And at very, very few of them do I listen to the day they drop. I could probably count the ones on one hand, the ones that I listen to as soon as they drop. And hers is one of them. Such a good podcast. Strange Animals Podcast. So go check that out. Another little podcast shout out is For the Love of Nature. And I actually did a crossover episode with them a couple months ago. And that episode was about a pirate's relationship with animals and trees and nature and weather. And it was a great time. So until I post the next episode, that's going to be a great place to go for a little bit of extra pirate information. You know, maybe a little bonus episode for the show. But it's just a fun podcast to listen to in general. So go listen to it. It's really great. For the Love of Nature. All right, well, this is the part of the Captain's Log episode where I take some flogging.
For incompetence of command, 10 lashes. Carry out the sentence.
Yeah, so I do all my own writing and fact-checking, and I'm only one guy. I'm not a historian. I'm not an expert on anything. And so things are going to fall through the cracks. So this is the part where I lash myself to the rails, and I read bad reviews, or I read your corrections or your clarifications, and I happily take my flogging. I mentioned that Talk Like a Pirate Day events happen in the United States, and Cindy let me know that those events actually happen all over the place, not just in the United States. So wherever there are English-speaking people. But the point is, they're not just happening in the United States, so... Ah, okay. I deserve that one. I'm embarrassed about this one. So I played a clip that I said was from Sesame Street. Keith corrected me, and he said that the clip was from The Muppets, and he's absolutely correct. And the reason I'm embarrassed about that is because I'm the biggest Muppets fan in the world. Like, there was no excuse. I think when I was pulling the audio clip from YouTube, I just saw Sesame Street. Yeah, I'm embarrassed about that one. I'm going to take an extra flogging for that. Ah, okay. All right, Amy wanted to talk to me about the blues, that, genre of great American music. And she mentioned that that probably originated with the 17th century English expression, the Blue Devils, because there's like really intense visual hallucinations that can accompany severe alcohol withdrawal. And that was shortened over time to the blues, which came to mean like agitation or depression or sadness. And I really like that origin of the blues. I think you could go with both origin stories for the blues, but I appreciated that little bit of clarification. Also, the blue line thing kind of is evocative of the bumper stickers you see on the road from time to time on pickup trucks, which I don't like, and I'll just leave it at that. So, we're gonna go with Amy's origin story for the blues, because, you know, pirates drank a lot, so if they went through alcohol withdrawal, they probably got the blues in more ways than one. So, okay. Ryan wondered what my problem with Thomas Edison is. Basically, he took credit for things that he didn't invent, he ruined Nikola Tesla's life, and he electrocuted animals for really no reason. So, suck it, Thomas Edison. And if there's ever a reason to shoehorn that into an episode, I shall do that. But that is basically the reason. That's it. No, I'm not going to take a flogging for that. All right, well, just a couple of footnotes for the episode. If you haven't listened to it yet, go ahead and listen. In the etymology portion, I was very careful to choose words and phrases that were in use, or at least in print, during the golden age of piracy. So you might think I left a few of your favorites out, and I probably did. But things like batten down the hatches, that wasn't in use until almost the 20th century. And there was a lot that I left out. So I might do a little etymology quick hits sort of episode. If you want to listen to some really good etymology podcasts, try out Bunny Trails and Lexitecture. Bunny Trails, they will take a phrase or a saying, and they will go find the origin of that phrase or saying. It's really good. And Lexitecture is a really deep dive into etymology. They will take one word and take it all the way back until, you know, cavemen were grunting about it or something. they go deep, but they still keep it really interesting. Yeah, go check out those two podcasts, Bunny Trails and Lexitecture. I don't know when the next episode of the show is going to be. I have a pretty good idea of what it will be about. It's going to be sort of the intersection of pirate history with pop culture. So I have about 3 or 4 shows kind of half written. They're well on their way to being full shows. April suggested sea shanties, which is definitely going to happen. It's just going to take a little bit of work. But if you have suggestions, I'm happy to talk about them. I have no shortage of things to talk about, but I will absolutely talk about what you want me to talk about. Like, that's would be so much fun. So please reach out to me at avastpodcast@gmail.com or any of the social medias and let me know what you want to hear. I'm happy to do it. Well, it looks like the shutters are going down. The barmaids are putting the chairs up on top of the tables and giving us the side eye, wondering when we're going to get going. So I guess that's where this episode is going to end. Thank you so much for listening to it. This podcast is produced on the traditional lands of the Calusa tribe. To find out which native land you're living on, you can visit native-land.ca, or you can text your zip code to 907-312-5085 and use that as a starting point to learn all about the culture and lives of the indigenous people in your area. This podcast was created, produced, written, and edited by me, with technical support by Matthew Chomo.
That's got to be the best part I've ever seen.
The music in this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. You can find their music online at sessions.blue. Avast is a proud member of the Podfix Network family of artist-owned, listener-supported shows. So keep on listening to be introduced to your new favorite podcast. I'm Paul. Thanks for listening. And as Dave Barry said, you have the buckles, darn it. Don't be afraid to swash them. Talk to you soon.
Do you love plants? Don't be silly. Of course you do. You might just not know it yet. I'm Vikram Baliga, the host of the Plantherpology Podcast, the show where we dive into the lives and careers of some really cool plant people. Join me each episode as I chat with students, scientists, and professionals in the natural sciences and figure out what keeps them coming back for more. We'll explore their work, the ways they got into their fields, why they love plants and nature so much, and why you should love those things too. Plantherpology is laid back and conversational and will keep you laughing and engaged whether you're a scientist or not. Follow along for this adventure into the sciences and keep being really cool plant people.
Arr, this has been a production of the Podfix Network. If you find yourself seeking to plunder more podcasts, visit podfixnetwork.com. 'Tis there where you'll find the motherlode of podcast treasures.